Welcome back to Tip TV Finance with my co-host Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, and with our very special guest, Craig Earlham, senior market analyst for OANDA. How are you today, Craig?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you guys?
Very special guest, I think, is pushing it, but I'm in a good mood today.
I like that introduction. Okay. Keep it up.
You are very special.
Thank you.
Right.
It's generous to kind of suck you in, and then it's like, bam. Yeah.
Right, let's have a look at gold and see where you think it's going at the moment.
Talking of very special.
Yeah.
I mean, gold's just, it's for me, it's not been one of the most interesting charts for a while. It's just been topping out, and you see, when you see these topping out patterns, then sometimes they can just drag on for a while. But it looks like we are hitting a stage where we're getting that series of lower highs. So we've had two consecutive lower highs now. You've got that clear support in there around the $1,300 level. We've broken through the first moving average. I think the 89 moving average is going to come under some pressure now, which again falls around that $1,300 level. The fact that we've got this stronger dollar, we've got high prospects for a Fed rate hike. These two things are highly correlated with gold.
I've got to stop you there. Does anybody believe there's going to be a Fed rate hike?
Yes, I think there'll be one this year. Not necessarily September, but I do think there'll be one this year. There's two times when I remember the Fed talking in a showing that they've built a consensus suddenly. A month ago, there was zero consensus among the Fed. Everyone you talked to, everyone you heard from, sorry, they seemed to say something different. All of a sudden, in the past 7 days, there's this magical consensus that's been built. Even the dovish members are saying one, maybe two rate hikes this year. Janet Yellen supported it. Stanley Fisher then said afterwards what she said is consistent with one or two rate hikes this year. Last is two times when I remember this happening. One was July last year, and I genuinely believe they were planning to raise rates in September, but then the yuan depreciation crisis effectively happened, which ruined everything effectively. And then all of a sudden, the week before the December meeting, we saw these similar things, and then they did do it in December.
And also remember that immediately prior to the December rate hike, the markets only thought there was about a 50% chance of that happening. It was a genuine surprise. Yep.
And I think the markets are, I don't think it's going to be a rate rise in September necessarily. I wouldn't write it off. The markets have written it off, and I think the Fed has decided 20% chance of a rate hike priced in is wrong, and it needs to be repriced. And I think this week's jobs report is going to be absolutely crucial. If we see a good jobs report, then I think the markets may start to price in September a little more, even though I don't think it's likely.
But as I mentioned earlier on the show, I mean, the jobs data can be pretty erratic. I mean, mm-hmm. certainly the May-June move was all over the place. Yep. To pin your hopes on August jobs data giving you guidance, which is the most erratic and volatile number in the entire year, and has been a constant miss. I mean, I think it was 66,000 average miss over the last 5 years.
Wow.
Unless the number's zero or something like that, I mean, is it going to really tell us anything at all, or is it just going to be yet more noise?
Another good jobs report gives us 3 on the bounce, and I think that's going to be enough for the Fed to say, right, that's good enough to move on with the next hike. A bad jobs report, in my view, puts them off till December, and then they'll probably move anyway, regardless. But they are stemming their thing on inflation returning to 2% and unemployment reaching full employment, as the Fed finds it. But the thing with this is the stronger dollar does lend generally to weaker gold prices. We have seen it pull off recently. We're back around $1,300. The good thing about gold is you do tend to see these quite consistent moves. You see $1,300 break, and then all of a sudden $1,250. Starts to come into play. I think 1250 and 1200 are the most obvious levels coming into play if we do see that $1,300 level, dollar level broken.
Okay, next market.
Yeah, sticking with the commodity side of things, silver does tend to move a lot broadly in line with gold. I guess the difference with gold and silver is silver does have its industrial aspect, and if we are expecting a higher growth and we're expecting China to continue with this support, fiscal and monetary support driven growth, then it is going to have more support than gold. But I do think the dollar is still going to weigh. We are at this level now, which is around 1840, I think, pushing on to 1820, which I think is quite key. Previous resistance, turn support. You've got the dual moving average there, which you can see moving back to March this year. That moving average band has supported this move all the way up. If we see this broken, then I think that's quite a strong signal. We had that double top, which I think I may have highlighted in one of these previous discussions about that double to triple top that we had formed up there. that still lends to a move back towards, I think it's around 1780. So that would suggest the moving average band may be broken. And if it is, then I think that in itself is quite a bearish trigger. So I think we could be looking at a move back even down towards these 1700 to 1740 levels, which again, we've got that previous zone of support and resistance, and we'll see how it responds there.
Okay, next contender. Decent bounce.
Yeah, we've had a nice bounce, and it was around the previous zone as well. So you've got that area around 100 again, which seemed to 99 to 100, which seemed to provide quite substantial support for dollar yen. Once again, we've seen quite a nice bounce off there again. This is a dollar move. I don't think this is a play, because once for the 1,000th time, we've had a Japanese official come out saying we will do what it takes to stop the currency appreciating too much, and every time they come out and say that, it's followed with no action whatsoever.
That's the thing. I mean, the people, they believe them.
No. No one believes them, and had we not had this hawkish Fed talk, this would still be lingering around that 100 level. But we have, and now I think a rate hike is being more priced in, probably more for December. So we've seen that previous resistance taken out, and now I think we could be heading back towards these 105s, and that's your key level for me. That's the top of the Ichimoku cloud. Once again, it's a previous level of support and resistance. I think if we see that 105 broken, then we could be looking quite much more bullish in this.
All right. That's it for today. Craig Earlham, Senior Market Analyst for Rwanda, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.